for a little something extra from the Appleseed. And now, here's your host, Sam Payne.
It's such a pleasure to have you with us for a little something extra here in the podcast. Just about every day, we bring you a full hour-long episode filled with stories for you and your family, and also a little something extra, often inspired by something that you heard in the full hour-long show. And in today's full hour-long show, you heard a story by Kate Dudding. Kate Dudding researches and delivers with a lot of love stories of people who made a difference and who are making a difference now. In the full episode today, you heard Kate Dudding deliver the story of Ruby Bridges, and we thought we'd bring you one more Kate Dudding story today in today's Appleseed Extra. This one is called Remembering Marilyn Monroe. You're sure to enjoy it. Here's Kate on the Appleseed.
You remember Marilyn Monroe, right? It seemed to me that there had been so much publicity about her that I had to know everything there is to know about her. However, recently, I was very surprised to read that Marilyn Monroe had changed Ella Fitzgerald's life by making a phone call. Did you know that? In case you didn't, I'll tell you the story. It started in 1953, as Marilyn was preparing for the film Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, a musical. She was advised by her vocal coach, buy Ella Fitzgerald's recording of Gershwin's songs and listen to it 100 times. Marilyn wasn't really into jazz at that time, but she became a fan of Ella Fitzgerald's by listening to her record over and over. Marilyn went on to star in several other smash hits, including The 7-Year Itch. You remember, that was the movie where she wore that white halter dress and stood on top of a subway grate to get cool one hot summer evening. And Marilyn continued to buy and listen to records by Ella Fitzgerald. Finally, after 2 years of listening in 1955, Marilyn just had to make that phone call. Marilyn was now 29 years old and a Hollywood superstar. Ella was 38, and after 20 years of performing, was still singing in those small, second-rate jazz clubs. Those dingy places with sticky floors and rooms reeking of smoke and spilled beer at the beginning of the evening. It was 1955 when African Americans rarely sang in first-rate jazz clubs. In fact, when traveling, they had difficulty finding hotels where they could stay and restaurants where they could eat. It was 1955 when Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama. It was 1955 when 14-year-old Emmett Till was brutally murdered in Mississippi for speaking to and perhaps whistling at a white woman. It was 1955 when Marilyn changed Ella's life. Marilyn called the owner of a Hollywood nightclub, the one where Frank Sinatra had made his Los Angeles debut in the 1940s. Marilyn told the nightclub's owner, I've never seen Ella Fitzgerald perform. I want you to book her for a week immediately. You know I can't do that. She's black. If you do it, I will take a front table every night. The press will go wild. I'll do it. Marilyn kept her word. She was there at a front table every night. The press did go wild. Ella later said, I owe Marilyn Monroe a real debt. After that, I never had to play a small jazz club again. She was an unusual woman, a little ahead of her time. As you probably know, Ella went on to have a long career singing in all the best venues, thanks to Marilyn. As you probably also know, Marilyn did not have a long career. After 1955, she made several more movies, including my personal favorites, Some Like It Hot and Bus Stop. In 1962, Marilyn gave her last interview, just several weeks before her death at age 36. Marilyn pleaded with the Life magazine reporter. Please don't make me a joke. End the interview with what I believe. He or his editor didn't end the article that way. Instead, the article ended with Marilyn talking about fame. If fame goes by, I've always known it was fickle. So at least it's something I experienced. But that's not where I live. Here's how Marilyn wanted that article to end. Here's what she believed. What the world needs is a real feeling of kinship. Everybody, stars, laborers, Negroes, Jews, Arabs, we are all brothers. Did you know that was what Marilyn believed? Me neither. Now I wonder what else we don't know about Marilyn Monroe.
Remembering Marilyn Monroe, a story told for you by Kate Dudding, who researches and shares with audiences all over the country stories of people who made a difference or who are making a difference now. Such a pleasure to share that story with you. You can find more at byuradio.org/appleseed, or you can Google the Appleseed podcast. You can download the BYU Radio app as well for all kinds of ways to listen to all of the shows produced by BYU Radio. The Appleseed is pleased and proud to be part of that family of programs. Reach out to us by email at theappleseed@byu.edu. We'd love to hear from you, and we always hope that the stories that we bring you here on the show spark memories and thoughts and stories for you that you can share with the people that you love. That kind of storytelling makes for memories that last a lifetime. I'm Sam Payne. Can't wait to be with you again here on The Appleseed.
Thanks for joining us for a little something extra from The Appleseed. Google The Appleseed Podcast and subscribe for something new just about every day. The Appleseed with Sam Payne.